Here is the translation of the text to English. It is already in English, so no translation is needed. Gold prices hit four-month high on Fed easing hopes, tariff uncertainty. Punjab floods washed away thousands of villages and farms. Now the devastation threatens Pakistan's economy. China's GCL expects more information soon on polysilicon restructuring. Ukraine's drone attack sparks brief fire at Krasnodar power substation. Russia says oil prices extend losses as traders downplay Russia sanction risks. Most Trump tariffs are not legal. U.S. appeals court rules. Trump demand for Japan to buy more U.S. rice snag trade talks. Nikkei says Elliott affiliates $5.89 billion bid recommended as winner of Citgo auction. California sets aside penalties for high refinery profits. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.01%. Asia stocks suffer tech jitters. China plays its own game. Shares in Samsung, SK Hynix drop after U.S. makes it harder to produce chips in China. BYD shares drop 8% as Q2 profit slides amid growing competition. Eric Trump advised Japanese Bitcoin firm Metaplanet to vote on capital raising plan. Asia stocks, Japan, S-Korea tumble on U.S. tech losses. HK jumps on China PMI. Australian regulator sues four Aldi suppliers over alleged price fixing. Australian report raises concerns over age verification software ahead of teen social ban. CapVest nears $10 billion deal for German drug maker Stada. Bloomberg. Tesla cuts price for long-range RWD Model 3 in China. New Zealand reverses course to let some foreign investors buy homes. Asia factory activity shrinks as U.S. tariffs bite. China bucks trend. China factory activity rebounds in Aug, fastest pace in 5 months. Rating dog. PMI South Korea August exports miss forecast as U.S. tariffs weigh. South Korea factory activity shrinks for 7th month on higher U.S. tariffs, PMI shows. Japan's factory activity shrinks on falling export orders, PMI shows. China manufacturing activity contracts for 5th straight month in Aug. Irish manufacturing growth slows in August as demand weakens. PMI shows China manufacturing activity shrinks for 5th straight month in August. Australia house prices climb in August as demand outstrips supply, Cotality says. Hundreds feared dead injured as earthquake of magnitude 6 hits. Afghanistan dollar dips ahead of U.S. chest. Japan CapEx logs sharp rise, but manufacturers' profits tumble on U.S. tariffs. Morning bid, China markets latest to get AI fever. Turkey Q2 economic growth seen at 4.1%. Full year at 2.9%. Back to school, markets brace for September risks. Polish central bank seen cutting key rate by 25 BPS on Wednesday, Reuters poll. Japan eyes record spending requests on rising debt, social welfare costs. China's factory activity grows at quickest pace in 5 months, private PMI shows. EOS falls 10% in bearish trade. EOS climbs 11% in a Green Day Ethereum-based meme project. Pepito, surges past 6.5 mem in presale. Bitcoin price today dips to 109K on firm inflation data, set for monthly drop. DeFi development launches Solana treasury vehicle in UK market. Bybit adds tokenized gold to TON network. With earn yields up to 100%, Gate launches GUSD, a stable investment backed by real-world assets. BTCC Summer Festival 2025 unites Japan's Web3 community. HTX Hot Listings Weekly Recap, Aug 18 to Aug 25. Meme coins steal the show. Blue chips steadily recover. Smarter Web Company appoints Albert Solomon as new CFO. Sampo continues share buyback program with 328,099 purchase. Atlantic Sapphire H1 2025 slides. Revenue doubles as land-based salmon producer targets profitability. BlackRock becomes the second largest shareholder of Freedom Holding Corp. Kathy Wood's ARK buys Intellia stock. Trims DraftKings position. Fresh pet stock hits 52-week low at $55.77 amid challenging year. Apollo Commercial Real Estate Finance stock hits 52-week high at $10.61. Rush Street Interactive stock hits 52-week high at $22.52 USD.